Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome to The Deep Dive.
Let's start with some really positive news. A big conservation win. The green sea turtle.
Yeah, this is quite something. Decades of work,
yeah.
And the populations have rebounded significantly.
The sources say, what, a 28% recovery since the 70s, enough to move them off the endangered list?
Mm-hmm. From endangered all the way to least concern on the IUCN red list, it shows what global effort can do.
So what worked?
Well, it seems to be a combination. Protecting the nesting sites was huge.
Okay.
Also cutting back on harvesting eggs and meat, reducing trade. And importantly, those turtle excluder devices in fishing nets.
Ah, the TEDs.
Exactly. So a good discussion point could be, how can coordinated efforts like this tackle other big environmental problems? Maybe even something local.
Good question. What's worth protecting in your community? All right, shifting gears now to politics over in Ireland.
Yes, a really interesting result there. Catherine Connolly, who's described as a far left-wing independent, won the presidency.
And not just one, it was a landslide, right? 63%.
That's right. Analysts are pointing to voter frustration, especially around the housing crisis and cost of living, as a big factor, sort of an anti-establishment message.
Now, the presidency there is largely ceremonial, isn't it?
It is, but it provides a platform.
Yeah.
And she's pledged to use it focusing on peace, neutrality, climate change. She's also been critical of the U.S., calling it an imperial power.
So a discussion topic could be the difference between a ceremonial head of state and a head of government. And maybe what qualities do you look for in a leader?
Okay, let's bring it back domestically. There is an Associated Press investigation making waves.
Right, about state-level legislation challenging established public health science.
Yeah, linked to this MAHA movement, Make America Healthy Again, which is associated with HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
How many bills are we talking about?
The report mentions 420 proposed bills across the country, things targeting vaccine requirements, milk pasteurization safety rules, water fluoridation.
Wow, 420. Did many pass?
Thankfully, the vast majority failed. But about 30 were passed or adopted in 12 states.
Still significant.
It is, especially when scientists emphasize how crucial things like vaccines and pasteurization have been, saving millions of lives, and how fluoridation drastically cut tooth decay.
So the prompt here seems clear. How do you evaluate health information, especially when it goes against scientific consensus? How do you decide what to trust?
Now, for something a bit lighter, but still important, Halloween safety.
Ah, yes. The annual warnings from the ER docs.
Pretty predictable, they say. The CPSC estimates around 3,200 people end up in emergency departments around Halloween.
And a lot of those are kids, right?
About 1,400 are children. And interestingly, over half, 55% of all these visits. Pumpkin carving injuries,
mm-hmm.
Cuts, burns.
Just stick to paint.
Could be safer. Another 25% are from falls while trick-or-treating, like tripping over costumes.
Makes sense.
And a really serious point doctors raise. Pedestrian deaths actually double on Halloween night due to traffic.
Oof. Okay, so the discussion here is about balance, isn't it? Fun versus safety during holidays. How do you find that line? All right, let's talk entertainment and sports. Banana ball.
Yeah, the Savannah Bananas' unique brand of baseball. It's expanding.
They're adding teams to their league.
Two more, going from 4 to 6 teams in 2026. The Loco Beach Coconuts and the Indianapolis Clowns.
Indianapolis Clowns, that name sounds familiar.
It is. They're reviving a historic name from the Negro Leagues era.
Yeah.
And they plan to honor that legacy, the sort of flash and innovation of the original team.
That's great.
And get this, the new Clowns team will include 2 women players.
Very cool. So thinking about this, what makes a sport or a performance really engaging or exciting to watch? Is it the history, the rules, the showmanship?
And that brings us nicely to our quote of the day.
From Roberto Clemente, the legendary baseball player and humanitarian.
He said, "If you have an opportunity to make things better and you don't, then you are wasting your time on earth."
Powerful words, especially considering his life and how he died.
Absolutely. He died delivering aid after an earthquake in Nicaragua.
Uh-huh.
His life really embodied that quote. It connects back, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
To using whatever platform you have, like we saw with the conservationists, maybe the Irish president, even the athletes for the greater good.
A lot to think about there.
Definitely. These sources shows students are really grappling with a wide range of complex issues today. Global successes, political debates, health choices, even how we have fun safely.
Well, that wraps up this deep dive into the source material. We hope these summaries and discussion points help you connect with your students' learning.
Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.